Come to the stage right now. Put your hands together for Kevin.
Welcome to the Unfunny Kevin Show. It is your host, Kevin Melody, and it is Sunday, December 4th. But for you, it's Monday, December 5th, and you know what the fuck that means. It means jingle bells all the way. It means happy... what else does that mean? Jingle bells, Christmas, white Christmas, Merry Christmas, happy Santa Claus... coming down the chimney when he comes, and all other kinds of weird things you're supposed to say in the American workplace. And anyway, I'm here to tell you about my week, so who cares? Man, I had a very fun week, very interesting week, very, some would say, odd. I spent a lot of time in hardware stores, which is unsettling to learn that as you get older, you spend time in hardware stores. A store in particular did not rub me the right way, and it's hard. This is going to be like the next 10 minutes, so you can fast forward if you want. It's annoying to me because I want to like it. It's called Ace Hardware. I don't know if you've been there. I have an unfortunate amount of knowledge on them now. They're franchised, which I never knew. And it's kind of upsetting to know. But they are franchised. So I had a buddy sleep over a while ago. And I took him over to Belmont Shore. And that's like, you know, down in Long Beach towards the water. And there's like an Ace Hardware there. And I knew I was going to put up fucking Christmas lights, which, you know... that was a journey as well. This weekend I had to put up a bunch of other ones, and I had to pick up like clips and all that shit and all these different things for lights. So I stopped at Ace Hardware a few weeks ago and I bought these clips, and it's great because you don't have to fucking, you still gotta get in a ladder, but you know, you don't have to like nail things into your home. You can just clip them. And I buy these clips. They were cheap. Whatever. They were too big. So I had to return them, and I had to go back to another, I have an Ace Hardware literally like a walk there from my house. Which is, you know, further in. So I went from my house to the fucking hardware store. And it's weird. Ace Hardware is great because it has things like Christmas clips and inflatable reindeer and fucking special screwdrivers you only use when it's Christmas. And you know, they have wall clocks. They have everything. It's chips. They sell chips at the front counter. It's a very eclectic vibe. It's a everything for the everyman type of fucking store, right? So, and that's good and dandy, but like they're the most, I don't know, maybe it's my store, the most unhelpful fucking group of cunts I've ever met in my life. And it's like dudes, like, okay, so it started off with this one guy, and it's funny because they appear helpful. So it's like when you go in there, like, may I help you, sir? Sir, I'd love to help you. Jingle all the way. May I help you? Merry Christmas. And I'm like, hi, Hank. Hank, is that? Yep, Hank on your tag. Hank, I need to find smaller clips. Ooh, buddy. Like as soon as somebody goes, ooh, buddy, you know it's over. The whole trip's over. Like everything you planned on doing has now, there's been a curveball thrown in the form of the phrase, ooh, buddy. I was like, oh, what does that mean? What does that mean? Why, ooh, buddy, already? It's 5 minutes into being here. He's like, ooh, buddy. Yeah, those clips are discontinued. Well, I just told you folks that I bought these a fucking few weeks ago. How have they been? Is there something I should be troubled about, like in these fucking things that's discontinued them? Is there some kind of material in it that's poisonous? Why the fuck? He goes, yeah, our store hasn't carried those in years. Okay, so now the franchise thing comes into play, right? So I go, what the fuck are you talking about? What do you mean it's been years? And he's like, yeah, buddy. And I'm like, Hank, I'm not your fucking buddy. I'm not your buddy, boss. I'm not your buddy. He's like, yeah, the buddy, those have been discontinued. Where'd you get them? And I went, Ace Hardware? And he goes, not this one. And like, oh, God, I wanted to murder him. I was pretty close to executing him with the nearest set of lights. and just like, you know, giving him one of those, like wrapping him around his neck. But I let Hank live, and I said, Hank, listen, I need other things. I need extension cords. I need a couple. I need like a 3-prong converter to a 2-prong. And he's like, music to my ears, bud. Music to my ears. Aisle 12, 6, and 9. And he just disappears. Like, it gives me the coordinates. He didn't care enough to take me and show me. He just gave me coordinates. And then he disappeared into the fucking maze of tools and clock batteries. And I couldn't find him anymore. Hank was gone. He was effectively dead. I couldn't find him. And then this was all to be followed by an even weirder encounter. I go to the front, and there's a gentleman who was very out of place for some place like this. And by that, I mean, like, he, again, I love, like, non-traditional configurations. Like, I love walking into, like, a place where you'd assume folks would be, and like you picture the type of person, and then it's not that. Like, whoever this thing was at the front counter was not what I would have imagined would be working at a Ace Hardware. Like, you would assume safely that the people that work at Ace Hardware are very much like the cast of King of the Hill. And I don't care if that's racist. I really don't. I don't know who's racist against. Texans that drink beer? I don't know. Is it racist against construction workers? I don't know. But there's a type that you'd imagine runs the register of the Ace Hardware. When I go into the store, there is a man who, without question, could not lift like a pencil. He was roughly 8 feet tall, and I'm being conservative. He was ghastly in appearance. I mean, he's like 8 feet tall, slender. Very slender, long, long hair. He looked kind of like the front man of like a Motley Crue. He had like an 80s hair metal haircut for young people. Google it. And he had like an array of colors on his fingernails. And he had like these bracelets and all this shit. And he was like, he looked like he was maybe like a metal punk rocker. You know, I don't know. It was just a very bizarre. And his name was like Blaine. And he was, like, very macho, which, like, threw me off. He was just, like he was at the front, and he was just, like, hey, could I help you find anything? And I was, like, that voice came out of that head. You know, it's, like, one of those things. This happened to me at the gym, too. I've talked about this. But it was another weird occurrence. It just threw me off. It added that much extra zhuzh to the lore that is the Ace Hardware store. So, anyway, I couldn't return anything, and they kind of fucked me. But I did get everything I needed for the Christmas lights, and I put up an inflatable Santa Claus, among other things. And, you know, I'm happy. I got everything done. I got lights in the backyard. I had to get, you know, it's really dark out there, so finally got those. I did a bunch of home shit. And it's one thing they don't tell you. As you get older, as you pursuit of home ownership or renting a home or whatever you're doing, whatever your journey is, they don't tell you, like, you're just going to spend a lot of time with Blaines and Blades and Hanks in Ace Hardware stores. And I don't think that's a man thing. It happens to women, I'm sure. Women that listen that spend a lot of time in Home Depot or something, you know what the fuck I'm talking about. It's just hilarious. Like, it was such a weird experience to consider. And it was... It was a highlight of my week for sure, at least my weekend, because I did all that shit over the last few days. And, you know, I've been in preparation of other shit, like getting ready for this coming week, because I got a bachelor party that I'm going to talk about too. And that's got a whole bunch of funny, fun, weird things that I got to explore here. But also, I had a weird experience where, I live in like a neighborhood now, and all my life I've lived in like 19 different cities through LA. I've lived in every fucking corner of LA, the west side, the east side, the fucking south side. I lived all over. And in the valley, of course. So I've never lived, like, I guess when I was younger, I lived in like a proper neighborhood. But as I got older, I lived in fucking, you know, a majority of apartments. I lived in a studio. I lived in fucking one bedrooms. I lived in two bedrooms. I've lived on first floor, second floors. I've been the fucking neighbor on the bottom with the, you know, asshole woman who lives upstairs with the high heels pounding intentionally to keep me and my roommate up. I've been through it all. I've seen all kinds of living configurations and neighborhoods, but I've never lived in like an idyllic like neighborhood, like where there's like children playing and, you know, kicking a ball down the street. And I got to see some neighborhood kids, you know, and it made me happy. It profoundly made me happy. Like in that I was like, oh, these kids aren't indoors with headsets on virtually, you know, spray painting a building in Grand Theft Auto. Like they're actually like doing things in the neighborhood together as a little group and socializing and, you know, beating each other up or whatever weird shit they do. That warms my soul that it's happening in a non-digital space. So these kids, I was putting up Christmas shit and, you know, my fiance and our friend were sitting in the front and they're like, hey, there's neighborhood kids, Kev. I was like, huh? They're like, neighborhood kids, look. It's like this group of like four or five white children, but they were great, really friendly, good whites. And they approached my house with like bowl cuts and all these traditional signs of white neighborhood kids. And they were friendly. They were super friendly. And they were talking to my fiance and our friend. And they were like, hey, we want to sell you this picture of Naruto that we drew. And I was like, what? What are they talking about? And like, we need $4 or $3 or something. And it was the funniest shit. My fiance said, oh my God, that's a great picture. We can Venmo you. We don't have cash. And I heard that and I was like, nope, I have cash. It's in our safe. I'll go get some cash. And it was funny. I had $2 bills from Persian New Year. I could have given them something else, but I thought they'll never forget the weird guy in the neighborhood that came out and gave them $2 bills that had Farsi writing on them. It's like, maybe I'll scare the shit out of their parents and they'll respect me. But I came outside and I gave each one $2, a fresh $2 bill with some Farsi writing on it. And I was like, here you go, kids. Keep your Naruto picture. I respect your entrepreneurship. And they're like, gee, thanks, mister. And I was like, wow, this is great. These kids hustle money. They're doing whatever they're doing. They're buying e-cigarettes. Who cares? As long as they're out here and they're doing shit door to door and they're trying, I don't give a flying fuck. I will always support young local businesses. Anyway, speaking of a local business, although they're not very local, they're what I call national and continuing to grow and expand and blow up. It's oklahomas.com. itsoklahomas.com. It's oklahomas.com. The best fucking smoking alternatives available. Oklahoma smokes. If you want the number one alternative, in my opinion, of course, 42-day money-back guarantee, over 40,000 happy customers, shipping within 24 hours. It's fucking Oklahoma Smokes. You've seen these motherfuckers on TikTok. I know you have. They have a great strength on the algorithm, unless you're a child. You probably haven't seen them. But they're made with 100% organically grown additive-free hemp, and they help with your routine satisfaction that and the satisfied oral fixation you have. That's what I'm trying to say. And if you get drunk, like I've said before, or you're on a bachelor party and you're in Vegas and you're fucking feeling it and you're jonesing, it's great to fucking just whip one of these out and smoke it. Pause. Smokers who find our product helpful. Cigarette smokers who want to help cutting back or quitting. Former smokers who crave a smoke but don't want to revert to nicotine cigarettes, or smokers of herbal products that want a non-psychoactive alternative. And all that means, that's code for if you're fucking 90% THC smoking motherfucker, take a break and have a hit of Oklahoma Smokes. Now, Black Friday came and went, but I'm giving you 15% off thanks to the people at Oklahoma Smokes. Use code UNFUNNY Kevin, UNFUNNYKEVIN, for 15% off your order with Oklahoma Smokes. That's 15%. So visit itsoklahomas.com. We have them in the description of our episodes. Click the link and purchase some product today and enjoy.
Oh. I'm comedian David Race in Los Angeles. I host a celebrity-filled paranormal talk show like no other. Monstrosity has great guests answering weird questions. You won't believe the combo of celebrities and paranormal experts who've been on this show. I guarantee you'll like Monstrosity, or you get your time back. Go to monstrositypodcast.com right now and take a look.
So I have a bachelor party this week, and it's going to be fun, I think. I planned things, the way I did it was I planned it the right way. Because the last time I went to Vegas, I was like 18 years old. I've told this story on the show before. It was awful. My parents were losing their house. I missed my graduation and I could not put this in a more dark and dismal way, a final family vacation. It was awful. I was sick before we even got there, and then I was sick the whole time I was there. It was awful. And I had a bad experience. Now I'm going in the winter when it's supposed to be beautiful. I'm staying at the fucking Aria. I got a fucking penthouse. I'm doing it the right way. I got a small group of buddies that are all going with me. And, you know, there's like a, you have to have a minimum amount of money if you agree to go. Like, you have to agree to do certain things. I'm letting everybody else, you want to wager your home or your car or your wife or whatever you want to do, you can do it. You want to go to that a cat house with Lamar Odom and smoke crack and fuck hookers. I don't care. I want you to want to do that. But I have my own agenda, and a bachelor party is about the bachelor, not the cunty people around them, right? So am I right or am I fucking right? And that this happens with birthdays. This happens with everything. You got to take fucking control. You got to plan out the things you want to do. And then let the fucking dice roll, man. Let the chips fall where they fucking lay. I really do truly believe in my heart of hearts that, like, you know, making an itinerary is the death of your own fun. Like, I have my own outline, and then I'm going to fill in the blanks. And I let everyone else fill in their blanks. So if they all want to do their own fucking thing, disappear, I don't give a fuck. I have a plane ticket there and a plane ticket home. I got a hotel accommodations paid for and done, and I have some things I'm going to do. Now, am I going to fucking Pawn Stars? Perhaps, because I love those fucking weird desert whites that sell other people's wares and rip them off. It's funny. I like that. I respect that grift, and I wouldn't mind seeing that place in person. I'm going to Zach Bagans Haunted Museum, which is great. Ghost Adventures, if you haven't seen it, it's a horrible show, but it's really funny for that reason. They take themselves very seriously, and they hunt quote-unquote ghosts, and they have this museum full of relics. I thought it'd be really funny to go with my friends. It's non-negotiable. They all have to attend, and that would be like a fun, fucked up thing to do. It's, I think it's cheap. It's like $50 or some shit. And then I'm going to like a steakhouse that like Sinatra ate at. It's from the 70s. And then I'm going to some fucking Michelin-rated sushi place on Saturday, and some weird Vegas gun club where you like shoot bazookas, and it's insane. And then I think Sunday I'm doing a little Top Golf, and I'm going to this place called Carbone, which is like impossible to get fucking reservations for because of Drake and various other fucking rappers that keep saying it in their songs. It's become super, it's nonstop popular, but luckily we got accommodations, so it's going to be a trip. I'm fucking excited. But the thing is, I'm excited, but let me tell you why I'm not. The thing is, it's funny, Vegas bachelor trips, I'm going to give you advice. Future bachelors, current bachelors, kids, whoever the fuck is listening. Let me give you some advice for both your wedding and your bachelor party, okay? Your wedding is something that's hyper personal to you and your partner, but it ends up being something that's not. And let me explain. You and your partner, because of society or whatever it is, if it's like your anniversary, right? You look at each other, you know, you're in the jams or whatever you're in, like, it's our anniversary. You know, Meredith, we've been married 20 years. And it's like, yeah, you know, Archie, well, we could go to dinner or we could have a Pop-Tart. You know, in reality, Meredith wants to have a Pop-Tart, throw on her shows or her throw on her pictures, put the eyewear over her head, and go to sleep. Sorry, the eye cover? What is that called? What's the thing you put over? I don't know what it's called. Put the thing on her face and go to sleep. And Archie, or whoever the guy is on the other end of this conversation, he wants to go in the garage and hang himself. Let's be honest. But instead, they waste a bunch of money and do the thing they both don't want to do. Don't let that be you. I'm warning you right now. Do the fucking thing you want to do. Make the itinerary and do the fucking thing you want to do. I'm telling you, your wedding is, it's all negotiations. From the moment you agree to marry someone to the moment it happens, it's all negotiations. And for that reason, it's beautiful in its own way, because it's like a Frankenstein of all the things you find important and all the things your partner finds important and all the things your parents find important. That's why it's a little like weird. But it's what it is, right? It's what it is. But your bachelorette party and your bachelor party and your birthday and your whatever the fuck, make it about you and everyone else can go fuck off. I think that is the best approach. And this is as somebody who never took that. I'm giving myself the advice. I never used to do that, you know. The more you're like, you know, I'll wait for them to plan or I'll do this, it's going to be subpar. It just is. So you do it the way you want to do it and do it on your fucking terms. And I do mean that truly. I mean, there is some, I think Rick Ross is going to be at some club and we might be able to go do that. So that would be cool. There's like fun, you know, there's gaps. I'm doing like a cigar bar, some famous cigar bar and sports thing. I get to watch the fucking Jets. You know, there's pros to leaving a little room, a little wiggle room. So I fly Thursday, I come back Monday just in time to give you guys a special report on Vegas. And maybe I'll bring a mic and do an episode. No, I should just wait and come back. I'm also doing something else great. We're doing Kodak film, and nobody can bring phones when we go to special events. You can bring your little Kodak and take some pics, and I'll fucking get them developed and put in an album, and there you go. And you can burn them if you like. It's like the fucking movie, the Hangover movie, right? No phones. Well, I guess they had phones, but they got fucked up and whatever. Just, it's going to all be, instead of a digital camera, it's fucking disposables. So I'm going to get a couple of those, and we'll just take some fucking weird pictures of our journeys and then head the fuck home and see what happens. And I'm excited because I'm doing it the right way. I'm going with money. I'm going with time. I'm not going with like fucking stress. I'm not going with like a bunch of bullshit tied to it. It's like me doing what I fucking want to do when I want to do it, you know, and like that's fun, you know, so I'm very excited to do that. I also fucking love traveling at this point, you know, like I love just doing like weird things I haven't done before. And that's really important too. It's important to fucking, like I said, do what you want and do things you haven't done and see where the fuck that takes you. Yeah, so anyways, I got all that cooking, and then with Tapped In, shout out tappedinmusic.com, visit Tapped In on Instagram, TAPPEDIN. We've had a string of crazy fucking interviews. Visit youtube.com/tappedin and look at our latest interview with ASAP Mob's very own ASAP 12E and ASAP Ant. We had a great fucking interview with them. And if you leave a comment there on the video, we're giving away 50 to like $100 to the best comments. So comment on there, send it to the Instagram Tapped In, or send it to me, and then we might just give you the fucking money. So we're doing a little promo for that shit, because that shit is really good. We want to make sure everybody gets in front of everybody. And it went really well, dude. Fucking Tapped In is killing it. I love my fucking my gang there, and the business is a booming. So just fucking run it up and share it with whoever you can. We appreciate your support at the Unfunny Kevin Show, of course. Of course, every Monday. Spread the gospel. Visit unfunnykevin.com for all the audio episodes, regardless of platform. You can listen. Give us 5 stars in the Apple Podcast Store, 5 stars in Spotify. Leave a comment in the Apple Podcast Store. It's much appreciated. It helps the show. Support itsoklahomas.com. Oklahoma Smokes, my favorite fucking people. OneMoonManyStars.com. Support the only official merchandise of the legendary Paul Mooney. And it goes straight to Spring Mooney, his daughter, who I love and we've interviewed. Enjoy that episode. It's great. It's in the archives here. Just scroll down. You'll fucking see it. Spring Mooney. Amazing. Legendary family. Great fucking people. Support them. And thank you guys for supporting me. I appreciate it. I'll be here next Monday to give you what's good with the bachelor party. All right. Take care. Fuck Ace Hardware. And I'll talk to you guys. And I'll talk to you guys next week.